listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
The Newport Music Festival has given us 45 years of unique chamber music programs, American debuts, world-class artists, and special events in Newport, Rhode Island. The Newport Music Festival has become one of the most extraordinary festivals in the world. It has become celebrated for presenting over 200 artists and ensembles in their American debuts. For more information, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org. WCRI's festival series featuring the Newport Music Festival is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. Test drive a world-class Hyundai car today and experience the Hyundai of Newport difference. Hyundai of Newport offers the best customer service in Rhode Island. For more information, visit hyundaiofnewport.com. We now bring you a special rebroadcast of a two-part My Music with the late Dr. Mark Malkovich that he dedicated to the all-stars of the Newport Music Festival.
Welcome to My Music. This is Mark Malkovich, and I have a special treat for you now this week and the following week. It's the Newport Galaxy of Stars. We'll start with Andrei Gavrilov. Gavrilov was a fantastic pianist, fantastic. I took over the Newport Music Festival in 1975. That year had been already programmed. So in 76, I did the programming. I hired the artists. I was too naive to know you didn't fly to Moscow to ask Gosconcert, the official Soviet agency, for their 19-year-old star who had just won the year before the prestigious Tchaikovsky competition. Well, I got him. He came to Newport with KGB. They stayed at our home. KGB would not let Andrei out of his sight. Until one night, my 8-year-old daughter, Kara, kissed everyone goodnight and kissed the KGB man. And he had an 8-year-old daughter, so I think that warmed him up a bit. Anyway, he would let Andrei stay up late with me. You know, Russians love to, they just get started at midnight. And he said, "Uncle Mark, someday I come back without him," pointing his thumb to the ceiling where the KGB man's bedroom was just above that. He appeared at Spruance Hall, which is the big hall of the War College. We had to go through the State Department at that time, the Defense Department, and we got it. And because of that, they reciprocated and opened up something in Minsk. Imagine. Let's listen to Andrei playing Rachmaninoff. That was his specialty. First, the Prelude in B-flat major, Opus 23, number 2, and then the Moment Musical, Opus 16, number 3, in B minor. Andrei Gavrilov.
Thank you.
The next great star is Ava Podlas, contralto from Warsaw. She began her international career in 1983, having won the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. She had great success in Rome, Naples, Berlin, Geneva, the New York Met, San Francisco. And she made her American debut a year before her other successes in 1982, before her international fame. That was one of our great debuts. The San Francisco Chronicle said, "We've not known of such an event since the first appearance of Teresa Berganza in 1964. She was a contralto who had a coppery quality and a somber color, but with a tessitura ranging over three octaves, and she had a dazzling high C. She showed great emotional power, and she was one of the most complete personalities, certainly among today's contraltos and operatic performers. Let's listen to Ava Podlas singing Christoph Willibald Gluck's, that's 1714 to 1787, Gluck, from his opera Orpheus and Eurydice, J'ai perdu mon Eurydice, I have lost my Eurydice. Eurydice, The next great stars of the Newport Music Festival are Misha Majski, cellist, and Pavel Gililov, pianist. Misha's history is interesting. He was Russian-Israeli, born in Riga, Latvia. He was a pupil when he moved to Moscow Conservatory of Rostropovich. He was a laureate in the 1966 Tchaikovsky competition, but he got in trouble when he was taping a concert in Moscow without the permission of the Soviet government. So he was put in jail for many months. And finally, with the help of a Jewish psychiatrist, they played a trick, a ruse, so that he could immigrate to Israel. He was put in an asylum. But when he got out, he went to Israel, and there in 1973, he furthered his studies. He won the big Kasado competition. He studied in America with Pietagorsky. And since 1977, he has been a real musical force. His pianist, Pavel Gililov, was born in Donetsk and had a great gift. And it was discovered by Kamilevsky, who recommended him to the Leningrad Conservatory. Pavel made his debut with us in 1985. He's a professor at the Conservatory of Cologne and is known for his work as a chamber musician, as a soloist, and as an accompanist for Misha Majski and also for our dear friend Dmitry Sitkovetsky. Let's listen to the two of them playing a beautiful melody by Gluck and then the famous Catalan folk song, Song of the Birds, arranged by Pablo Casals. Thank you. The next two stars in our Newport galaxy are Paul Plyschka and Tom Horinkiu. Both of them are of Ukrainian descent. Paul was born in Old Forge, Pennsylvania, which was a very big Ukrainian community. Paul attended Mount Clair State College and later sang with the Patterson Lyric Opera. At 23, he won the first prize in the Baltimore Opera auditions, and he placed very highly in the Metropolitan Opera's regional auditions. Soon afterwards, he became a valued member of the Met. That remains his professional home. He has appeared in most of the major capitals of the world: San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, San Diego, Milano's La Scala, London's Covent Garden, Paris Opera, and so on. He's a great, great person, an old friend of mine, and a beautiful, beautiful bass baritone voice. He's accompanied by Thomas Horinkiu, another Ukrainian born in Pennsylvania. Tom, of course, needs no introduction. He's been a valued member of the festival for over 35 years. He's retired now. He's in his 66 or 67. He still teaches in Pennsylvania and has really all these years been such a valued part. Let's listen to the two of them doing Tchaikovsky's beautiful None But the Lonely Heart, Opus 6, Number 6, and then Sergei Rachmaninoff's Spring Waters, Opus 14, Number 11, Paul Plyschka and Thomas Horinkiu.
Еще своих перелец нет. А воды уж весной шумят. Бегут и путят сонный прет. Бегут и плещут и гласят. Они гласят.
End this week's Galaxy of Stars with one who needs no introduction, not only to Newport or Rhode Island, but to America, if not the world. It's Bela Davidovich, great pianist, originally born in Baku, Azerbaijan, but as a youngster was taken to Moscow because of her great talent, studied with Igumnov and later with Yakov Fleer. She won at 21 the prestigious Chopin competition. It was in 1949, and it was the big competition because it was after the war, and it was the 100th anniversary of Chopin. She was phenomenal. She started playing at 3 years old. Her mother was a piano teacher and would give a lesson, and Bela would then go to the piano and by ear recreate what the students had done. She married a famous violinist, Julian Sitkovetsky. They were the golden couple. Unfortunately, Julian died at only age 33, leaving behind a three-year-old son, Dmitri Sitkovetsky, Dima. And Dima is our great, great friend. Let's listen to Bela now doing a very special work, the Impromptu in F-sharp major, opus 36 of Chopin. That's one of my favorite pieces, and she plays Chopin absolutely to perfection. This is Bela Davidovich. thanks for being with me on this first of our Newport Galaxy of Stars. Next week, we'll continue with Gerard Cassé, the French violist, François-René Duchable, the pianist, with John Manassi, clarinetist, wonderful guy, and, of course, the great Mikhail Pleniev, who made his debut with us back in 1979. Until next week, it's Mark Malkovich and my music.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's festival series featuring the Newport Music Festival, sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. Test drive a world-class Hyundai car today and experience the Hyundai of Newport difference. Hyundai of Newport offers the best customer service in Rhode Island. For more information, visit HyundaiofNewport.com.
You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.